Convention City was a 1933 Warner Bros. Pre-code comedy directed by Archie Mayo, known for its risque humor, suggestive themes, and raucous depiction of corporate conventions. The film was both a product of its time and a target of censorship. Featuring an ensemble cast that included Joan Blondell, Adolphe Menjou, Dick Powell, Mary Astor, and Guy Kibbe, the film became infamous for its bawdy humor and innuendo-laden dialogue, hallmarks of Warner Bros. Early 1930s output. This is Land of the Lost, Convention City. Set in Atlantic City, the plot revolves around a wild convention of the Honeywell Rubber Company, where employees and executives engage in drinking, womanizing, and various comedic escapades. The film's humor was rooted in its depiction of corporate debauchery, with characters seeking promotions, romantic entanglements, and indulging in hedonistic pleasures while away from home. Joan Blondell played the quick-witted and flirtatious secretary Nancy Lorraine, adding her signature charm to the film's snappy dialogue and irreverent tone. Despite its initial success, Convention City met an unfortunate fate when it was reportedly destroyed by Warner Bros. Studio executives, likely due to concerns over the stricter enforcement of the Hays Code, which began to clamp down on the racy elements that had defined early 1930s cinema. No known prints of the film are believed to exist, making it one of the most sought-after lost films from the pre-code era. While publicity stills, lobby cards, and script fragments survive, the actual film remains elusive. The film's legacy persists largely due to its reputation as an unfiltered example of pre-code excess. Over the years, film historians and enthusiasts have speculated about whether a copy might surface, but thus far, no complete print has been found. The loss of Convention City underscores the fragile nature of early Hollywood cinema, where many films were discarded, repurposed, or lost due to neglect. Archie Mayo, the film's director, was known for his work in both silent and early sound films. He directed several notable pre-code films and later transitioned into more mainstream Hollywood productions. Though Convention City remains one of his more notorious projects, his contributions to the era's energetic and fast-paced storytelling left a lasting impact on the industry. The film remains an object of fascination, both for its content and for the mystery surrounding its disappearance. It represents a period of Hollywood history where films could push boundaries and explore adult themes with a level of freedom that would soon be curtailed by the production code. Convention City, despite its absence, continues to be a symbol of that era's unrestrained creativity.